In this episode, you're going to finally understand why Googling how to support your LGBTQ teen at 2 a.m. isn't giving you peace. Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester, author, speaker, and advocate for LGBTQ plus youth and the families who love them. This show is for the parent who's holding it together on the outside, while inside your nervous system is bracing for impact. Here, we tell the truth gently. We unlearn what fear has taught us, and we build the kind of internal safety that lets you lead with love instead of panic. You're not broken. You're human. Let's dive in. Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. If you are listening to this while everyone else in your house is asleep, if you've got your phone in your hand right now, if you're exhausted but completely wired, take a really deep breath with me. I've got you. The hardest part of this isn't what your child said or did that made you stay up and do this. It's what it woke up inside of you, the million thoughts it sent racing through you, the fear, grief, confusion, protectiveness, helplessness. That's what's keeping you up. That's what has your body in fight or flight, thinking, just one more thing. Let me look up one more thing. That's where I will find all of the answers I need. And perhaps that's even how you found me. Maybe you keep searching specific things like, is this a phase? How do I protect my gay teen from bullying? Signs my child is depressed. Did I cause this? Is my child going to hell? Maybe you've read 27 articles and somehow feel worse now than before you even started. Maybe you're going back and forth between supportive blogs and terrifying statistics. Maybe you've fallen into comment sections you wish you hadn't. And maybe you're watching your child scroll endlessly and wondering what they're seeing, what they're absorbing, and wondering if you are already too late. And maybe you've caught yourself thinking, but definitely not saying out loud, what if I can't handle this? What if I do this wrong? What if I lose them? And then heaping shame and judgment on yourself for even thinking that. By the end of this episode today, you will understand why Googling is increasing your anxiety instead of calming it. You'll see what this pattern is actually costing your relationships with your child, with your partner, with your family, with your friends. And you'll have one grounded strategy you can use tonight instead of doom scrolling. And stick with me until the end for the butterfly effect, the one small shift you can take with you this week that can change the emotional tone in your home. So here is what is true. You're searching because you care. You're searching because you don't want to miss something important. You're searching because the world feels and in many ways is cruel and confusing and loud. But every time you open another tab, you're flooding your nervous system. You're exposing yourself to worst case scenarios without any context. You're reinforcing the belief that this is an emergency you have to solve alone. And the worst part of all of this is the more you search, the more alone you feel, because information isn't the same thing as support. You can read every article on the internet and still feel completely isolated in your home. And meanwhile, your child senses your anxiety. They see your clenched jaw and your shoulders permanently jammed up into your ears. They feel you're hovering, even and perhaps especially if It is just energetic hovering. They notice the extra questions and the tone and facial expressions that accompany them. And even if your words say, "I support you," your body might be saying, "I'm scared." And that creates distance, not because you're failing, but because fear is loud. Even without words, they can feel the prickly heat of fear radiating from you. But this is what I want you to hear. The real reason this is happening isn't that you don't know enough. It's that you're trying to regulate your fear with information. And information doesn't regulate fear. Can you guess what might? Connection, support, co-regulation. You don't need more data. You need containment. This is the cycle I see over and over again. I call it the search spiral silence loop. First, you search. You feel afraid. You feel anxious. You feel worried. So you Google. Second, you begin to spiral. You read something overwhelming. You read something that freaks you out. Your anxiety spikes. You begin that anxiety spiraling. Third, silence. You either shut down or perhaps you overfunction. But what you don't do is share your fear out loud in a regulated way. And so fourth, there's separation. Your child feels your tension. You feel more alone. And the cycle starts again. From the outside, it looks productive. It may even feel productive for a while, but it's actually isolating. And the longer this cycle runs, the more disconnected you feel from yourself and from your child. So what can you do instead? Here are three simple shifts. The first is the nervous system cue. When you feel the urge to Google, pause. Put both of your feet on the floor. Take one slow breath in for four and out for six. And do that three times. Interrupt the spiral before it even starts. The second shift is the relational cue. Instead of researching your child, get curious about your child. Curiosity regulates. Surveillance escalates. Curiosity invites connection and conversation. Surveillance invites fear and mistrust. And third is one sentence you can use this week. I don't have all the answers yet, but I want to understand what this is like for you. That sentence builds connection, and connection reduces fear on both sides. So look, if you are exhausted from trying to solve this alone, if you feel like you're carrying quiet panic while pretending everything's fine, if you've been living in late night searches and early morning regret, but what you really want is peace, clarity, a grounded plan, and someone to walk with you who understands both your fear and your love, that's why my parent support programs exist. You don't need another article. You need real guidance, real tools, and real support. Go to the show notes and click the first link to learn what level of support you need. You do not have to do this alone. I am loving this new way of ending my episodes with the butterfly effect. One small shift, one gentle rebellion, one micro move that changes everything. So this week, your micro rebellion is this. When you feel that urge to research, don't. Not immediately, at least. Instead, pause. Take a breath. And if it isn't 2 a.m., perhaps go sit by your child for a few minutes with no agenda, no fixing, no questions, just proximity. Don't explain, just be. Small shifts change nervous systems. They change relationships. Small shifts can change families. That's the butterfly effect. If this episode just hit you in the chest a little bit, know that you are not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not uninformed. You're overwhelmed. Today, we talked about why late night Googling isn't actually bringing you peace. It's feeding that loop, that search spiral silence loop. And the shift isn't more information, it's regulation, connection, and support that holds you while you learn. If this helped you feel even 5% less alone, make sure you're following More Human, More Kind so you don't miss an episode. And if you know another parent who is lying awake at 2 a.m. doing exactly what we talked about today, share this episode with them. You never know whose nervous system might soften because you did. Until next time, let's all embody Bad Bunny's message. The only thing more powerful than hate is love.